Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Wow, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is really a great show we've got planned for you. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I wanted to mention all of you, to all of you out there, this is one of those extraordinary shows that are going to answer so many questions about health and well-being that most of us don't even think to ask. I have a very special guest joining us here today, but before I go to there, I want to let you know right from the get-go, this is a listener call-in show. So any of you out there that are having some health issues, trouble in your life, if there's something going on with yourself or your pet or a loved one, this is going to be the show for you to call in, because what you're getting ready to experience is going to be phenomenal. The call-in number, as we know, just love, love, love it. Toll free, 888-815-9756. That's right into the station. We're ready for you. 888-815-9756. Why do you want that number? Well, let me tell you why. I have one of the most extraordinary folks in the world of health and wellness joining me here tonight. Mary Jane Mack, holistic health practitioner for so long, helping so many people, and has been taking care of folks through contact reflex analysis, CRA, since 1992. But when we think about Mary Jane and we think about all of the training that she's had, medical training and otherwise, we wonder and go to that place of amazement, which is, how do we know how she does what she does? How is it that she's been able to take a look at so many listeners on the Dr. Pat Show over the past year and be able to say to them, look, this is what's going on in your body, and this is the thing that's going to correct it quite easily in some cases. Why does she do that? Because she's passionate and committed to healing people across the globe. We've been so thrilled here at the Dr. Pat Show to be able to introduce you to her and introduce her to you in so many ways. This upcoming year, we have an incredible venue planned with MJ, as I might venture to call her, but with incredible shows that will help you understand why your body does the things that it does and what has been true about what you've heard, but more importantly, what has been untrue. And so tonight, we're going to be talking about top three reasons for fluid retention. But here's what I want to say for you all listening to the show. If there's anything going on in your body and you haven't been able to figure out what it is, you're going to want to dial this number, get in the queue to talk with Mary Jane tonight, and Don will make sure that he gets you in and let us know you're there. It is our toll-free number on this show, 888-815-9756. And so here we go. Mary Jane, thank you for joining the show. Wow, this is a great conversation, a great topic, and boy, are we about to reveal some truth here.
Oh, and it's so much fun. I'm so happy to be here and talk about some of the common things that I see in CRA and why people wind up with some of the issues they have and have no idea of how it happens.
Well, let's start out by having a brief conversation about what CRA is for those folks that have not heard the show, because this is a brand new listening audience that may or may not have heard you. But I want to tell people what it is you've done, how you discovered it, and what results you're helping people achieve.
Well, I have been doing CRA since 1992, and actually got into this work through my horses. I had horses who I took to someone who did CRA, and I had fabulous results in 3 months, and it made me think about how this could help people. And actually, it was designed to help people. Certain people just happened to use it on horses, but it can be for everybody. So I decided to go to a seminar, and Dr. Bersinel is my mentor and the discoverer of CRA, the inventor. And when I went to that seminar, it was so amazing to hear what he had to say about the body and how the body worked. And my background was in nursing. I worked in surgical recovery room at the time. And when I heard him speak, nothing ever made so much sense to me as what he had to say that day about the body. So right then and there, I felt this little whisper in my ear, and this was exactly what I was going to do. So I paid attention to that whisper, and from that day forward, I have not stopped. And CRA has been my passion, what I love to do to help people. And sometimes when people think it's so complicated, to us with CRA, it's very simple.
Well, I think we need to really just tell people, first of all, how the process works and describe it. Because, you know, for so many, I think this is really a time where they have been absolutely out of their minds trying to figure out what's going on in their bodies, what's going on in their lives, and just have not been able to figure it out. And so CRA isn't just a phenomenal approach that makes so much sense to those of us that are, you know, that have learned from holistic health and well-being. But there is a science behind this, and I'd love for you to share it.
Okay. Well, CRA, what we're doing with CRA is we're actually analyzing the body. It's a technique to, what we do is follow a certain protocol, and in that protocol, basically we're checking the nervous system. The nervous system has to do with everything on how the body works. It's like the wiring in your house. If there's a short somewhere or a wire that's kinked, you're not going to have full function to whatever part of the house that goes to. So in your body, if you have a short or a malfunction in the nervous system, then it's going to affect the body in different ways. So what I'm looking for is what we call hot spots in CRA. I follow this protocol, and it's I'm using somebody's arm when they're in my office, but what I'm doing is following the protocol, and the body will tell me in exact order what are the top three concerns, and that's how we deal with it. The very top three, we use nutritional supplements to help the body to heal itself. So when you have a hot spot on the body, for example, it's like if you fell and you hurt your knee, it's red hot and swollen. Well, when the body is out of balance, say you have a gallbladder that's not working, well, inside that gallbladder is red hot and swollen. And when it's red hot and swollen, just like the knee, if you hold your hand off your knee, you're going to feel the heat and the energy coming off of it. So what I'm doing is scanning the body, and in that protocol, the body will take me to, when I reach a hot spot, and I'm using this technique of pulsing, similar to muscle testing, the arm will drop. If somebody is not in my office, what I'm doing is energetically, basically, I'm a medical intuitive, and what I'm doing is scanning the body and looking for those hot spots. When I hit a hot spot, then the body tells me that is one of the main concerns that's going on in the body. So what we do is we check the right side of the body, the left side of the body, and the center body. And in this simple protocol, I'm able to determine exactly what's going on. For example, I had a gentleman in my office today. He has been to every doctor. He has been to, his main issue was insomnia. He's been to every doctor, had every test, thyroid test twice. He's had various medications given to him. He's had all kinds of sleeping aids. He hardly sleeps 2 hours a night. And this has been going on for 8 years. So what I found in him was that he had, his thyroid showed up first. And with the thyroid, even though you have a blood test done, we're able to pick things up at a subclinical level. So here he had the test done, but it was clear his thyroid was at a very low function, if functioning at all. So what we use is a nutrition by Pervita thyroid, and it has all the components to heal every part of that thyroid and get it functioning again. So they're treating him for his brain and sleeping, but his issue was his thyroid and his heart. And they were in such low gear, his body kickstarts him all night long to keep him awake.
Wow.
So we treat the thyroid and the heart first, and third is the brain. And usually when people can't sleep, it's their brain and overdrive. Well, his brain was third but we're going to help him with that, his brain, and put this combination together, and I would expect him to have, wonderful results in a short time. And we'll keep you in touch on that.
And most of the time we do follow up and we bring folks on or we talk about what the results have been for people. I want to mention to all of you listening is we have opened up the phone lines because this is a rare opportunity for you to connect and connect with Mary Jane Mack and have a reading of your own right here on the show. It's really a great opportunity to get a sense of what might be going on with yourself or another. And we'll talk about how Mary Jane does that with other people. We have a great story, a success story to share with you. And if you want to call into this show right now, we have a toll-free number, 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Just tell Don you're calling in for the Dr. Pat Show and Mary Jane Mack, and we'll put you in the queue and we'll get you on here as quickly as we can. I want to stop for a minute and talk about nutrition because you've mentioned it a couple of times, but what you do and the nutrition that you suggest is really very different than the way people know nutrition. And I think we need to take a minute and talk about that. You know,
okay.
When you talk to people about supplements, they're used to going out and get 10 or 15 different things, right?
Exactly.
And the table. So let's tell folks exactly what you're referring to.
Okay. The new products that I'm using are by the company Vervita. And Dr. Versinal actually developed each and every one of these products. Through his years, he's been doing this work for over 55 years. And through his experience, what he found in today's age, people are tired of taking and do not comply taking 7 or 8 or 9 different products. And in the past, it would take more than one product in particular to heal certain parts of the body. Well, the products, the Vervita products that we're using now, for example, the thyroid product, it's called Regenerazyme Thyroid, it has everything in it for the parathyroid. There's 3 parts to the thyroid, the thyroid T1, which is brain function, the thyroid T4, which is for the heart, and thyroid T3, which is for kidney. It has all the components in it, and vitamin D and more, has all the components in it to make this thyroid to heal this thyroid and function at peak performance because it's covering all the functions. And we have unbelievable results with the product, and they only have to take one product and very small amounts. The other products are, we have products for the heart, we have products for the brain, we have products for cleansing the body. That means cleaning the body of toxins and just the environment that we take in every day. The body gets sick from just collecting toxins. So we have a product for that. We have a product to lubricate the body. And then we also have essential oils, which the essential oils actually help with the body frequency and help with emotions and help with healing the body and building the blood. So all the products we have are developed to help several systems and have many, many products in the one. So we get great results because we're covering, there are so many like immune boosters and blood builders and lubricants. Everything and all the products, all the things in the products all work together. It's what we call synergistic. So one product just makes the other one better, and when you put them all together, we have great results. And since we're using these products, my feedback from my clients is unbelievable.
Well, one of the things I wanted to talk with you about, and I really wanted to point this out, was that when we're talking about nutrition, we really are not talking about an entire line of supplements that people are going to have to go out and get. That is not what this is about. We're really talking about zeroing in on what's wrong, having someone take what they need to take, and making that person better. That's what's really different from,
exactly. I tell people when they come here, people come to me with baskets of things they've bought at the health food store.
Right.
I did that before I did this work, went to the health food store, and you look for what symptoms you have, and you hope you find the right product. But the products that we have are highly electrical and energetic. That means the body can utilize these products. And when I identify what someone needs, it's very specific. I identify the product they need, the amount they need and the length of time they need that product.
All right, well, why don't we do this? We've got Bruce on the line from Connecticut. Let's bring him on, and let's have a conversation with Bruce.
Okay.
Bruce, can you hear me okay? Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Bruce.
Yeah, thank you very much. Can
hi,
you hear
Bruce.
Me okay? Oh, hi. Yeah, I just visited your website, and, you know, I think with the vitamins and supplements, I think every time you go to the vitamin store, there's a whole new magazine saying what you should take.
Oh.
And I recently took like a detox liver and kidney cleanse, but mm-hmm. I think it has reverse effects. I mean, I mean, how much can you take of that if it's even required?
Wow. Let's start out, Bruce, by having Mary Jane take a sense of what might be happening in your body. Are you open to that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because let's start from there, because I ran into the same problem you ran into, where you go to a place, you read a magazine, you go in, you buy five bottles of something, none of them really work, and you still have the same problem, you know, or worse than that, you're in worse shape. So, Mary Jane, I'd love for you to chat with Bruce and find out what we can do to help him.
Okay, Bruce. Tell me, why did you do the detox in the first place?
I essentially just am trying to maybe lose a little weight, you know.
Okay.
I think that was one reason why I just... You know, I've been on Nutrisystem for a while, and obviously with exercise, I read it where it just gives a nice sort of clean sense of your blood and your organs, just from the description of the information.
Exactly, exactly. Well, what we feel in CRA is we are not for all those detoxes that are sold. And again, they make it, I mean, the advertisement, everything makes it sound really good, but they actually dry your liver out. So they're not always very good. And what I see with when people are doing detoxes, they come in with the same problems. And what I'm picking up on you is that your digestion, the first thing that shows up is your pancreas. Do you have low blood sugar or blood sugar that fluctuates?
I've never really tested it, actually, but that could be true.
Well, do you ever feel, do you crave food or crave sugar?
Well, I love chocolate.
Okay. Because sometimes when I see this first, that's a possibility that you may have some cravings or your blood sugar could be off. But it tells me, most of all, that your digestion is off. So I see your pancreas first, and the next thing is your stomach. Your stomach digestion is off. That means you could have toxins in your stomach. Your stomach gland, your Brunner gland, is not putting out enough enzymes to burn up your food. And the product that we use, GastroDigest 2, works not only on your pancreatic enzymes, but your stomach enzymes, works on your liver, the bile duct, all, and lubricates all those areas also. So it helps clean up all those areas and the toxins and burns up the old food so that you don't have to be doing these detoxes all the time. And when you have a weight issue, you're obviously not digesting and absorbing the nutrition, and then what happens is you eat more food. So those are the two, the number one things, the pancreas and the stomach that I pick up on. Does that fit with you?
It's interesting because years ago I had a physical, and I reached a milestone where I had sort of some tenderness in my pancreas, and the
mm-hmm.
doctor determined that it was a little tender. And I think that could very hit well on the diagnosis. Now,
I don't diagnose, what I analyze. So,
yeah, right.
So what I'm saying is your pancreas is still showing up. So it's. I mean, I don't know if it showed up then, but your pancreas does show up now as the number one thing, and that means it needs... It's not like a diabetic type thing, but it's a digestive thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But
and
if it's not taken care of, you can go into that diabetic stage, see?
Right.
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 Okay. And
now can I ask a question
right?
while Bruce is on?
Sure.
Is this the same nutrition that you recommended for one of our listeners' mom?
Yes.
It's
the exact same one.
Okay, why don't you tell Bruce a little bit about that so he gets a sense of how this really works and how quickly it worked in this case.
Okay. I have my friend's mom, and she had been very sick for a long time and was taking all kinds of medications, lots of medications. And she was still not doing good taking all those medications. And she was not able to eat because they all made her sick. And she lost like 10, 15 pounds. And she was very sick. So she called me, and she said her mom is not going to take another pill. And I said, well, what if we give her two pills? And that pill was GastroDigest by Vervita. And I said, let's give her one in the morning and one at night, and that's all she has to take. So she convinced her mom to do that, and that was one product that I gave her, and that helped digest. You know, drugs are good, but when you have so many drugs and you can't even digest the drugs, I mean, I'm saying drugs can be good. Mm-hmm. But when you're on so many drugs and you can't even digest them, your body can't even utilize them. And she had no nutrition in her system to help break down those drugs. So by giving her two gastro digest a day, she was able to get the enzymes and the things that she needed in her digestive system to be able to handle those drugs and feel good about eating again. Well, within 3 weeks, she had gained 10 pounds. She went from 105 to 115. And then 2 weeks after that, her doctor called her, and she said her doctor only called with bad news before. Well, her doctor called her, and for the very first time, and this woman has had a chronic heart condition for years, had a pacemaker, and when the doctor called, he said, I just called to tell you that your mother's heart is improving. Well, that was such a shock to her because she expected she'd have to rush her mother into the hospital. And the only difference that was going on at that time was we gave her two GastroDigest. What it did was helped her digestion, and by helping her digestion, it took the stress off her heart. Because she wasn't digesting, and now her stomach was producing more acid to try and help her tired heart. So we took the stress off her. Yeah, well, when you have a bad digestion, your heart can go into low gear. Or you can have a tired heart that can cause the bad digestion. It can go either way.
Yeah, so I wanted that story, Bruce, to give you an example of how this works in real time. And this was a very recent situation. And what's so miraculous about it is that, first of all, Mary Jane zoomed right in on the problem just like she did with you. And so I've been able to sit here and just watch what she does to help so many people. So she's given you some really good information, Bruce. And what is the best way for Bruce to find out more about what he should be getting here, Mary Jane?
Well, the best thing to do is call our office for an appointment. I do phone consults. I have people all over the country. So what we do is we set you up an appointment, and you call in, and we take care of you as an initial client, and we'll have you fill out paperwork and send it in. So what you could do, and you've already looked up my webpage, you can call our office at 888-777-4232. So that's 888.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. I mean, we've had listeners from all over the globe go ahead and call Mary Jane, and believe it or not, they've been able to correct problems that have been with them for years. And honestly, that I don't fully understand it. That's why Mary Jane's here. She's the expert. So, Bruce, I know that there is a solution for you.
I'm glad I tuned in this evening. Thanks again, Mary Jane and Dr. Pat.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks
so
much.
Look forward to talking to you.
Well, you know, I want to kind of just mention to folks, again, that, yeah, we are taking your calls, just like we did here with Bruce. There is a toll-free number here, 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Now, I want to jump ahead to the conversation while we're waiting for folks to call in about the top three reasons for fluid retention, because there's so much confusion about the whole fluid retention thing. And so let's start out by talking about what some of the myths are, the untruths about fluid retention, Mary Jane.
Okay, the number one myth is salt. I mean, people think they're eating too much salt and then they have fluid retention from the salt is it. And what it is, it's your body's inability to handle the salt. And there's many other reasons for that's one of the biggest myths. And then people think, oh, I just normally retain fluid. Some people think it's just what they ate. It can be their environment. It can be fatigue. There's many reasons, what we look at with CRA is the top three reasons there is you have a thyroid issue, you have a kidney issue, or you have a heart issue. And that's what we determine exactly what it is in CRA and correct that with nutrition to bring it back to functioning so you're able to handle different things in your environment. You're able to handle different foods in a better way. Have you ever gone to Hawaii and you bought all these new shoes to go to Hawaii and you got off the plane and then you couldn't fit in any shoes?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a lack of natural salt in the lymph system. So somebody doesn't have enough natural salt, and so they just, as soon as they get in hot or even cold weather, they start to swell up. So what we do for that is get a lot of our products right now have methionine in it, which is a natural salt to replace the salt in the lymph system. When you don't have enough salt in the lymph system, the fluid seeps out of the blood vessels into the tissue, and that's what causes the swelling. When you have natural salt in your lymph system, then it, when you, that circulates through the blood, the fluid is pulled back into the blood vessels and the swelling goes away. It's that simple. It's like having a balanced body with the balanced cells that keep the fluid where it's supposed to be.
Okay.
That's one reason.
So let's talk about fluid retention and why the body does build this up in a couple of different areas, actually. There are many, many ways that people look at this fluid retention and they don't quite understand, you know, why is this happening to me? But before we do that, we've got John calling in from California. And so I would love to connect with John. Let's see what he's got on his mind.
Okay.
And see if we can help him out. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
Hi, John.
I'm doing great. Where in California are you calling from?
From Laguna Niguel.
Nice. Hey, thanks for listening. How can we help you tonight?
Yeah, I noticed you were talking on nutrition and the body and
yes.
so forth.
Yes.
And I'm working on trying to, cleanse my body. I have some things going on.
Okay.
I was hit by a car as a pedestrian 5 years ago.
Wow.
And so I suffered some injuries, and I have some, other health issues as a result of medications and so forth, and was really kind of wondering how, I might be able to help my body heal more naturally.
Right. So this is really a great call, John. I mean, thank you so much for calling in. I mean, I recently was in a car accident, and Mary Jane helped me. And so, Mary Jane, what can we do to help John tonight?
Okay. Did you say you had fluid retention first, John?
No fluid retention, but I do
that
have
you
some
know
issues.
Of, right.
Well, that I know of, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I pick up on you, first of all, is your adrenals show up. So when you have an accident like that, your body, it's a shock to your body. So your adrenals show up first, and adrenals regulate your heart, give your heart hormone, give your heart adrenaline, make your heart strong and steady. So adrenals show up first from the stress, and then the second thing that shows up is your heart. And your heart, when you have an accident like that, your heart takes a hit and it takes a shock. We in CRA look at your heart as your main battery and your brain as your second battery. If your heart goes into low gear, then the rest of your body will go into low gear, and it's compensating to try and help out the heart. So what I see first to do is give you adrenal support, and also you need some nutrition to support your heart to pull you out of what we call this heart shock. So what kind of symptoms do you have?
Well, one thing happened after the accident. The blood pressure went way up.
Wow.
I've always had normal blood pressure. And after the accident, it's gone up as high as like 175 over 110.
I know, that happened to me too. It's the weirdest thing, John, because I have traditionally low blood pressure. You know what I'm saying? It's like sometimes you could hardly get a pulse. And then after the accident, it was like my naturopath was very concerned about it. So, Mary Jane, why is that happening?
Well, your body is no longer in balance and in alignment. So it has to work harder to try and take care of all these different organs. So when, you know, your heart took the shock, but it's also your kidney that took a hit. So when the kidney go, the kidney will go in low gear also. And that has to do with your blood pressure. So it's stress on the body. The body is not in balance. And it's always trying to create balance. So it'll go high and sometimes it'll be in between. But when it stays up high, there's still stress in the body.
The liver is also enlarged. They had an ultrasound. They said the liver was enlarged, and you know, that they did find a mass in the liver, but we're not really sure about that yet. You know, a further CT scan has to be done to find out exactly what's going on with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm assuming that's probably from the medications.
How much? What kind of medications are you on?
I'm on several pain medications and muscle relaxants.
Yep.
And
Yeah, because what I get is your liver is in high gear. It's like it's got a virus in it, so it can throw off the enzymes. It is inflamed. We use nutrition to calm that liver down, to lubricate the liver. But again, it's like number one thing is your adrenals. Number two thing is your heart, and the liver doesn't even show up till the third thing, third concern. So you have to do it in balance. And when your liver scores a 12, and it should be a 10. And so that tells me, yes, it is swollen and inflamed, and it needs nutrition to heal it. It might need some nutrition to cleanse it out, to clean it out, and detox it and get those toxins out of there.
What would you recommend?
Well, what we do is we have you call for a visit here, so then we do an exact fine-tuning on you. And we use I'm using the Vervita products, and there would be probably, two or three, possibly four products that you would need. And then we determine exactly how much you need. And then we do follow-ups. In CRA, it's not about giving you nutrition and turning you loose. It's about giving you nutrition, following up, and making sure everything is getting better. And that's why we have great results. Because we're able to see, like, next week, where are you? What's going on? Do you feel better? What isn't working? Are you digesting and absorbing what I'm giving you? And then make the adjustment accordingly. That's why CRA is so spectacular. We don't put you on a pill for 3 months until you come back and write another prescription.
Right. Well, the other thing that you should also know is that, you know, the results that I think Mary Jane are talking about, I've never heard of anything like it, but they're real. I mean, to have the kind of change that happened with one of our listeners' mom in a relatively short period of time is really miraculous. So, John, did you take down the number so that you can follow up yourself?
Yeah, I actually bookmarked it. And,
okay.
And, good. I'll look forward to hearing from you. I know we can help you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to get some good nutrition in you so your body can start to heal is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so very synchronistic. I just happened to tune in
Oh, great.
Everything happens for a reason.
It's great. Yeah, you know, I had a very similar situation to you. I was really, really, really sick, actually since about 2004, and was on every medication. Oh, my gosh. I can't even pronounce the names of them in my body. And all of a sudden, my cells stopped working. And so from the medical profession's point of view, your cell's not working. Let's give you more meds. And what I did is I had an epiphany one day, and I'm not suggesting this to you, but I had an epiphany one day, and I said, you know what, I'm just not taking anymore. But I didn't have anyone to go to. I mean, I didn't know Mary Jane at that point in time. So this is probably a blessing for you to get some information that you wouldn't normally get. So I hope you do follow up.
I most definitely will. And
I'll look forward to it. You talk to Rhonda when you call. She'll take good care of you.
Okay. Well, I definitely appreciate it.
Thank you
You're
so much.
Welcome.
Thank you for calling in. Really appreciate courage for doing that.
Take care, John. Have a great evening.
Mary Jane, you know, we hear so many stories. You hear much more than I do about what happens with people and how difficult it is to get an answer that even makes sense to most folks, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
So, Yeah, so we're talking about, you know, the kidney, we're talking about the heart, we're talking about the low frequency. And you know, there's confusion as well between fluid retention and inflammation. And I want to talk about that for a little bit because, you know, you mentioned, I think, to John or maybe even to Bruce, you know, that something was inflamed. And so can we just talk a little bit about the differences between fluid retention and inflammation and perhaps even the similarities?
Okay. Well, with fluid retention, you know, usually you just feel really puffy and you could be stiff. And with inflammation, like I know somebody and they call me all the time and they say, I am just so puffy and swollen, I need something. What can you do for me? Well, they're puffy and swollen because in the first place, their body is angry. You can be puffy and swollen from an angry body. It's in a 40 frequency, and that body can be angry because of anything out of balance in the body and inflamed. For example, somebody's feet, what we see often is people have really bad feet and are really wearing really bad shoes, and especially these really flat shoes, and they have no heels. So they walk around like that all day, and then what happens is their body's out of balance, and it can cause sick bladders, and sick bladders can cause rheumatism and like arthritis symptoms, and they cause gout. And this is inflammation. So now they're stiff and sore, and they have pain in their body all the time. But they get so used to it, they think that's the way they have to live with it. And that inflammation, like if from bad feet, this is such a good example because so many people are walking around like this. All we do is put heel lifts under their heels, and it can change them dramatically. And when people are taking tons of medications and tons of supplements and not having results and taking more, often we look to their feet, and you could balance their feet, and it changes everything else in the body. And that's why with CRA, when we check somebody's feet, if we're getting high numbers with nutrition, we know they have bad feet. So whether they need orthotics or heel lifts or what it is, we know what to recommend to them, because otherwise they're going to be taking tons of nutrition and not having the results. But that inflammation is heat in the body, and it's heat that doesn't go away. And it can be from structure that's out of alignment. It can be from organs that are out of balance, like an inflamed liver. Now that's inflammation. It's fever and heat all the time. And we can check it by the heart electricity. The heart electricity should be 12. When there's inflammation in the body, that number is always high. So the number is high, so then we can look for what's causing that. It's so much fun with CRA because you can tell, you just check what are the numbers. And then ask the body. We get all the answers from the body.
You know, this is what's really so absolutely incredible about this. Because you know what this reminds me of, Mary Jane? And for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I want to just take a minute here to let all of you know that if you want to find out more about Mary Jane, go to the website maryjanemack.com. If you want to call in and get a consultation or speak with her, we have a toll-free number. Just write it down. You can give them a call tomorrow, 888-777-4232. That's her office number, 888-777-4232. She works with people around the globe, you know, across the globe. So, you know, this is really an opportunity for you to follow up more. And maybe you don't want to call into the show and ask a question. You certainly will be able to do that with her in private. Her website, again, is maryjanemack.com. If you've missed any part of this at all, you can go to the Dr. Pat Show website, drpatlive.com, and we'll make sure that that archive is available for you all to listen to. You know, Mary Jane, one of the things that I want to really talk about in reference to something you just said is that, you know, what I've been amazed about is watching you on numerous radio shows zoom in and tell somebody, you know, this is what's going on, and then a month or a couple weeks later, they've seen you, and they're better. And these are stories of people that have been to doctors and been to other places and have just not gotten relief. Now, you see people like this every day, and so I'm curious, about what are some of the folks that you've seen that, you know, represent some of the most astounding turnarounds in your career?
Well, there's been many. I can think of one that pops into my head right off the top. This young fella, actually his grandmother called and wanted to set up an appointment for him because she has been here before.
Yeah.
He has been on Prevacid for years and has had, they told him he had a hiatal hernia and he has reflux. So, and he's on this medication all the time and he's young. He's in his 20s. And so finally his grandmother told him to give me a call and see what we could do. And he said, but I can't stop taking what I'm taking. I can't do without it because I hurt so bad. So when he called, I told him he didn't have to stop what he's doing, but what we did was I gave him the exact nutrition he needed to, and what he needed was the GastroDigest too, for his digestion. It was so bad, but his stomach was producing so much hydrochloric acid because really his heart was so tired. Now he had lost a brother not too long ago, and his wife had a really difficult, she had a miscarriage. So he had some things in his life that really kind of set him back, and it was hard on him. So now when we got him on the nutrition, I just told him to do that, and he called in the week, and he said he was doing okay, a little bit better, but not a lot. And then I asked him what he's eating, and he's still eating really bad stuff because he couldn't afford to go get new stuff. So he had to eat the old stuff first. And so we got that straightened out, but it took a total of 4 weeks until he was totally well. I talked to him today, and it was like he could hardly remember how bad he was 2 weeks ago. He said,
wow.
Oh, I'm good. I feel really good. I'm just fine. And so that's what happens when people call in. They're in serious shape. Then all of a sudden, it's hard for them to think of, was I that bad? And so it was so cute talking to this young fella today when he said, I feel really good. He said, I had one smidge of digestive stuff. He said, but that went away immediately. So that's pretty exciting. When a young fella's had that for so many years and in a month we could turn that around. And again, we do this all the time. We do it with little kids who have stomach aches and have digestive problems, little kids who can't focus. And have learning issues in school, people that have had rashes and hives and fever in their body. So another person was a person who came to me after she was doing chemo. She was doing chemo and the doctors didn't want her to take any antioxidants.
Okay, why is that?
Because they say
that
it interferes with the chemo.
Okay, got it.
And so what I did was I gave her everything else around that I knew would work, that they would accept, because she had to take everything in for them to okay it. So anyway, during this chemo, this gal flew through the chemo, and she wasn't nauseated, her energy was good, she had a little trouble at the end of the chemo where her bones ached and she was a little bit more off than she had been earlier. Well, now, when she was done with her chemo, now I could give her anything I wanted, and I gave her the nutrition that she really needed to help get rid of that soreness and the toxins and some other things in the body, and put her on that product, and she felt fabulous within 2 weeks. And then she went through radiation, and she just flew through the radiation. She was never sick, never felt bad. She had some aches and pains, and then we took care of that, and she has a horse, and she goes out and rides her horse. She is such an influence for other people. She just looks fabulous.
So for folks that are, you know, having a condition or, you know, going through that same kind of experience, chemotherapy or some form of, you know, treatment for cancer, it's really important that they consult you directly so that you can find something that is going to work for them. And then at the same time, is it also important that they run that by their doctors?
Well, what we do is it's that when they take it to their doctor, anything I give anybody is safe for their body. It's
yeah.
not something that will interfere with anything that they're doing with their doctor. However,
right.
if the doctor asks them to bring in what they're taking, then they need to do that. And it's fine with us because anything I do, everything is natural. Everything is what they need. If there is any objection, which is the chemotherapy part, then we just work around it. And we don't give them what the doctor will object to, and we wait till they're done with it with that part of their treatment. But
it
there
really
isn't
is
anything...
a relief, though, isn't it, to have that kind of solution? Because know if you know this, I lost a very dear friend of mine about 4 years ago from. Not from the cancer, from the chemo. And, you know, it was really tough for me to watch. And, you know, we didn't get her, you know, to get balanced in time. And you know, we're learning more and more, aren't we, Mary Jane, about nutrition and some of the things we can do to support our body.
And if somebody has got cancer, we know they're already nutritional deficient and emotionally issues. Because cancer is from an emotion that triggered that. And so it's like this gal, what was important to her was to look at all of her life, her emotions, her spirit, her body, and that's what she did. She didn't ignore any piece of it, and she was a happy person, sorted out what she needed to do with things that were emotional and irritants to her, and moved forward. But it's like if you're going through cancer and you're just doing cancer treatment, you are not going to get what your body needs nutritionally and spiritually to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And change and move forward. If you're stuck in an anger phase with something that happened, even if you go through all the therapy, you're not going to be healed.
Well, you know, this is really presenting sort of a great way to wrap this up. I know tonight we talked about a number of different things. We talked about, you know, three reasons for fluid retention. I think we did talk thyroid a bit. We did talk about the kidney, and I know you talked about the heart as well. But what is really so striking, and I would really love for you to address this, is the fact that you are able to really zoom in and pinpoint something, just like you did earlier on the show, by sort of giving a priority of things, by saying, you know what, this is coming first, this is what's coming second. And so there seems to be this system that happens in the body, and it also seems that we've almost lost sight that we are working with the system. There's so many specialists out there right now that, you know, send you from one doctor to the next. But I think, you know, as my best friend, I think, said, you know, these guys, she's in frustration. She was like, no one is talking with the other person.
No.
So how do we bridge the gap?
No, absolutely. That happened in my family to my dad. I mean, one doctor didn't know what the other was giving him. But what it is, you know, you could go to these doctors and get information, and doctors are, I mean, have a wealth of information. And the thing is, sometimes doctors are looking at one particular thing and not even looking at the whole system and how the body works. And what we do with CRA, we go back to what it was years ago. Can you imagine our ancestors, the Indians and the natives? I mean, how they did this naturally. What I do isn't really, you know, it's an old thing. It's been there for a long time, actually. And it's just going back to basics and how the body works. The body has the innate ability to heal itself if given what it needs. If you fall and hurt yourself and cut your leg, what happens? If you do nothing, it gets better, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get better if you don't have the nutrition in your body. If it festers and it still stays the same, then you know you're not nutritionally sound. And today the environment is so polluted, you can't get what you need in food and in clean air and all those things. We do the best we can. And that's why nutrition is so important. It's being very specific. It's not wasting your time going to a health food store and guessing what you need. In CRA, when we do our testing, we know exactly what you need. And we save people tons of money because when we identify it and then keep them on a healing path, they know exactly what to do and just get rechecked and keep fine-tuned.
Well, let's take a minute to talk about food, because I know when you were talking about thyroid, kidney, and heart, I mean, there is an association with food. And there are some foods that you know, are probably not the greatest, you know, for someone.
And CRA,
I just wonder if you could talk about that.
Sure. In CRA, when someone has a kidney issue, whether they have a kidney issue or not, but especially if they have a kidney issue, like gouty people or any type of kidney issue, when people get bloated and gassy all the time, it's often the kidneys. Well, when the kidneys can't handle sick protein. They can't denature it. And sick protein to us is turkey, excess beef, eggs, milk, dairy, and chocolate. Now,
okay.
When somebody has a tendency for gout, they absolutely cannot eat any of those foods.
Wow.
Now, when we see the sickest people and more people with gout after Thanksgiving than any time of year. So when people are eating turkey, they will have, they'll just get bloated and digestive problems and they won't feel good. And when people come in here, it's a common question I ask, do you eat turkey? And it's amazing how many people are eating turkey because they think it's healthy, of course. And I did that at one time. But when you have a kidney issue show up first, you can't handle turkey. You might be able to if you're really, really healthy in the digestive area, but otherwise it's pretty hard to handle.
Well, we've got Nancy calling in from, I think it's Oklahoma, but we'll clarify that. She's got a burning question for you, Mary Jane. Hey,
okay.
Nancy, can you hear me okay? Welcome to the show.
Hi, it is from Oklahoma.
Hey,
hi,
glad
Nancy.
To have you.
Hi.
I'd like to connect you with Mary Jane. How can we help you tonight?
I just, I have trouble gaining weight.
Well, gaining weight can be a digestive issue also, because you're not digesting your food. So the first thing I pick up on you is your thyroid is off. Are you on any thyroid medication?
Yes, I have Hashimoto's, but everything I read about Hashimoto's, everybody gains weight.
It can go either way. So your thyroid is still off. Your thyroid, you still have a tired thyroid is what you have.
Have a what?
Tired thyroid, it's not functioning very well, so it still needs some other nutrition to function better. So that's what shows up first. And the next thing that shows up is actually your heart shows up. Your heart is more, needs lubrication. And then the next thing that shows up is your digestion. And your gallbladder is off, your bile duct. Do you get a lot of gas and bloating?
No.
Do you, when you eat, are there certain foods that you can't handle?
No.
Like wheat? Okay, so
I'm on a gluten-free diet.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Like, and so you probably are avoiding foods that make you bloated because you're on a special diet. But what's actually going on with you is your liver and your bile duct. Your bile duct, you're not producing enough bile to digest your food. Often people who have this do have more of a weight issue than not able to gain weight. But any imbalance in the body can affect you in different ways. So your
Nancy, I think you had a question.
My question is, weight gain. I'm worried about losing too much weight.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, so you're losing too much weight.
Yeah, losing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're worried about your problem is you're not able to gain weight.
Yeah, I'm not anorexic. I eat, but I'm not taking in the nutrients.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's exactly the same thing. It's your whole digestive system that's off, and you're not off in one or two areas. You're off in all the areas. Your pancreas is off, your stomach enzymes are off, and your liver enzymes are off, your digestive enzymes.
So
you have
to get something that she can zoom in on and correct. And so, Nancy, that's what I want to say to you is, you know, when Mary Jane says they're off, there is a solution. And the solution is, you know, one that is I'm not going to say it's, you know, simple to correct, but certainly there's an immediate remedy for it. And that isn't that right, Mary Jane?
Exactly.
That's
what we
really
would
what
do,
I make sure I say to Nancy.
Yeah. What we would do with you, Nancy, is give you a product called GastroDigest 2. And you probably would only need like 3 a day, one with each meal, to get your digestive system working again. Basically, you're shut down and you're not breaking that food down and utilizing the nutrition in it. You're not absorbing it.
Right.
so that's what I would say definitely is the number one issue with you.
Okay. Yeah, and see, why don't you give Mary Jane's office a call, because, you know, based on what I'm hearing her talk with you about, and how long have you had this condition, Nancy?
Well, I first started treating it about 2 years ago, and right at first I gained 5 pounds pretty quickly, and then some stressful things. My mother was dying. I was taking care of her and stuff, and things started happening. And then over this last about year, I started losing weight again.
Right.
And I was small to begin with, so, you know.
Well, see, the digestive is one issue, and the heart is the second issue.
Okay.
So, but you have to take care of the digestion first before you go any further.
So Nancy, do you have Mary Jane's number to connect with her?
Yes, I think I got that a minute ago. If you want to give it again, that would be fine, though.
I would love to give it again, because there are many people out there that are listening that probably didn't get it. So it's 888-777-4232. 888-777-4232.
Okay.
Well,
and when you call in, just let them know that you spoke with Mary Jane on the show.
Okay, I will.
And that would be great. So the thing I was trying to say to you, Nancy, and Mary Jane could say it as well, is that, you know, she sees so many people that have such incredibly awful conditions, and I am so hoping you will give her a call so you can get some relief.
Okay, I certainly will.
All right. Excellent. Look forward to hearing from you, Nancy.
Okay,
thank you, Nancy.
Much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. What a great show. Mary Jane, we have about a minute left, and I wanted to use that minute to have you share a personal message and speak to the people that are listening tonight and maybe some that have not called in.
Well, with CRA, we are here to help each and every one of you. My goal is to educate, empower you to be the best you can be in every area of your life. And that is possible. It's like dream big for yourself and know that you can accomplish what you want. And if you want perfect health and good health, it's there for you. And sometimes things take work, but that's life. Life is a journey, has its ups and downs. As long as you keep moving forward and dream big, then you'll reach your dream.
Thank you, Mary Jane Mack. Thank you so much. Wow, another great show. Thank you so much for doing what you do.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I love it.
Wow, MaryJaneMack.com is the website, and as I've said before, even if you heard the show tonight and you're not really sure what to say or ask, just go ahead and give them a call. Rhonda's really great. 888-777-4232. And by the way, you can look for Mary Jane Mack on a number of upcoming shows. She is one of our regular health practitioners and amazing healers. Mary Jane, thank you so much for joining us today.
Welcome.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. This is the Dr. Pat Show. DrPatLive.com is more about us. We'll see you next time. Remember, dream big and live life full out. Thanks for tuning in.